You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, February the 4th, 2025. We are in the midst of winter, finally, right? 2 degrees above zero is the temperature. Wind chill factor of 11 below. It is hour number two, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Coming up here in this hour, in about 15 minutes, we'll be joined by the chair of the Marathon County Democratic Party, Nancy Stensel, talk about her impressions of the first 2 weeks of the Trump administration, talk about what she sees locally, statewide as well. That's coming up at 9:21 this morning. Coming up then at the end of the hour, we'll have our daily history lesson. Talk about some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. Talk about some of the celebrity birthdays, some of the events being acknowledged today, and our number for the day quiz. And Ian Welsh, who is our in-studio producer and engineer, every day takes the quiz. And I think we have someone at the door, Ian.
I'll be right back.
So we'll talk about that coming up here in just a moment. I think Nancy may be here. So Ian will let her in and come on back. We'll talk about today's number for the day quiz. Gotta take a drink first. Try to keep the vocal cords damp. Because again, after a few days of a bit better, did the show yesterday, did a game last night, and woke up in the morning's the hard part. Usually, as the day gets going, the voice gets better, but mornings, and for a guy that does a morning radio program, that can make it a little bit difficult. But so far this week, number for the day quiz, what are you?
0 out of 1.
What was our question yesterday? I forgot already.
It was a survey of kids at the herds for how do they like their sandwiches cut diagonally?
Oh, yep.
Because it was 5 parts. It was cut diagonally, cut in a square, not cut at all, and there was a 4th one, and then there was a no preference. But
the answer was four ways.
Yeah. 4 ways. I said it was the middle number, but it was actually the highest number.
Yep, 40%. So, 0-for-1 so far this week. But plenty of time to bounce back. The minimum we hope for Ian is, because we give him 3 choices every day, based on the math, should get one out of three right.
Yeah.
33%. And if you get better than 33% for the week, that is a passing grade.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you get more right than wrong, that's a winning week. Best week ever is
4 out of 5, which I actually accomplished last week.
And then,
after
of course,
a while, not doing it.
And of course, still looking for a perfect week.
Yep. I know what's out there. I'm going to get it eventually.
Almost last week.
Almost. It was really, really close.
All right. Would you like to know the topic for this week?
Yes, I would.
It is YouTube.
Yes, I am a big user of YouTube myself.
Me too. Watch it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So YouTube will be the topic for the number for the day quiz coming up. Coming up tonight, we have a pair of high school sports broadcasts. Tom Weaver will be in Marathon as the Red Raiders take on the Newman Catholic Cardinals. 7 o'clock pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip-off. That will be live right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I will be at the Marathon Park Ice Arena tonight. Wausau West, who has moved into the top six in the Division I state hockey rankings this week, came out last night. Wausau West ranked number 5 in the state. Tonight, they will take on East Merrill United. We will have that game live on the Sports 2 stream at WXCO.fm and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:45 and the opening faceoff at 7. That game will also air on 98.9 WXCO on a delay basis following the Marathon Newman boys game. So, again, high school sports twin bill. We are getting closer and closer to the playoffs. In fact, in 2 weeks' time, hockey playoffs get underway. The following week, girls' basketball playoffs get underway. And then after that, the boys' basketball playoffs get underway. This coming weekend, the hockey seeding meetings will be held. So then the brackets for the postseason will come out. So coming up, a very exciting time in high school athletics. And again, why do we do it? Why do we do it? When those guys down the street, they don't do it. They did it for many years. And then
they stopped doing it.
Then they stopped doing it. And
they don't know why.
They just stopped. They decided that they don't want to do it anymore. They just said, hey, we want to spend more time, putting out garbage. I shouldn't say that.
But why do we do it?
I'll
tell you why we do it. It's because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that still covers play-by-play action of high school sports throughout the season.
Yep.
It's not just the summertime, but then we take a little break in the summertime.
Because the schools take some break in the summertime.
Yep.
If the schools were playing during the summertime, we'd be there.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I don't see why they couldn't.
Because I need a break. I need a vacation. That's why. Because when the school year gets done, I take a week off. I go to Vegas. I play some poker. Yeah. I come back, and I'm rejuvenated.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are very proud to do it because we are very proud of these high school athletes and all they accomplish because they work very hard. And they deserve the recognition and the coverage as well.
And that's why we do the big high school sports show as well.
Mm-hmm.
Every Wednesday night during the fall and winter sports seasons, 6 to 8 p.m., we bring on student athletes. We bring on coaches. We update what's going on in high school sports. And tomorrow night, Jeff Grass and myself will talk about what is going on in high school sports. Be joined by a student athlete guest, Griffin Legg of Wausau West. He'll be with us at 7:06, and we will have a coach guest as well. Can't announce it yet, but haven't confirmed it, but we will have
it's in the works.
Coach guest as well. So, big high school sports show presented by K5 Construction. Tomorrow, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on 98.9 WXCO. Of course, coming up Sunday, Super Bowl.
Yes.
Have you peeked at the commercials yet?
Actually, no, I have not. I want to be surprised. I know it's kind of hard to avoid it because of social media, because social media likes to spoil everything. It's like every time I go on Facebook, I always see a spoiler for a movie or a TV show I haven't seen yet. I'm like, why do you have to do this, people? Didn't Facebook have a policy against posting spoilers? But I guess they got rid of that. But it's like, you know, that's very inconsiderate for the people who haven't seen it, who want to see it. And if you just post all these spoilers out there, then people aren't going to want to see it. But no, I'm not. I haven't seen the commercials. I'm not going to peek in advance. I want to be a surprise during the Super Bowl.
Kansas City and Philly, 5:30 kickoff for the Superdome. Our Mike Clemens is down in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And during the course of the day, during our sports updates, bringing you sound and news from Super Bowl in New Orleans. And he'll be with us again Friday morning, live from the Big Easy, talking about what's going on. He'll be with us at 8:35 coming up on Friday morning. So
I hope the weather is nicer down there.
I'm guessing it's okay, but it's in a dome. Does it matter?
Yeah, at least they have a cover.
Exactly right. So that is coming up this weekend, Super Bowl. And I'm sure many people are getting ready for their Super Bowl parties. And, everybody loves doing that.
Mm-hmm. Getting ready with all the delicious football food as well. And the wings, the meatballs, those little weenies you dip in the barbecue sauce, the nachos, all sorts of sodas. Oh, it just makes me hungry just thinking about it.
Yes, it does. Something, again, big weekend. It's almost like a national holiday, Super Bowl Sunday. Well, we're gonna take a time out, come back, turn away from the sports, talk a little bit about the political world. It's hard to believe. It's only been 2 weeks and 1 day since Trump was inaugurated. Feels like it's been 2 years and 1 day. But we're going to be joined by the chair of the Marathon County Democratic Party, Nancy Stetzel, coming up next. 9:18 is the time here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Very happy to welcome back across the table. Save me this morning, Nancy Stetzel.
Thanks for having me on.
I wanted to get you on because I always love talking.
We got so much to talk about.
Let's start locally because obviously, you know, we hear a lot about the national scene.
Mm-hmm.
I have found myself very
annoyed, which
I think we all are. And I think people are feeling pretty hopeless right now. And I don't want to keep, you know, when we talk with them or listen to them, I don't want to keep just regurgitating the same thing. We do need to move on. But we need some structure on what we're going to do, what's going to be effective. We can't keep doing the same old all the time and expecting something different.
The definition of insanity.
Yeah.
Well, let's start right there. Mm-hmm. You've had a little time now to kind of take stock of what happened in the last year. What worked, do you think? What didn't work?
Well, one, we lost. You know, let's just get past that. We had, I think, a wonderful candidate. A candidate that, considering she had a very short time to get it together, both Kamala and Tim Walz did a fabulous job of spreading hope and joy. And that's something we definitely need in this country. At the same time, there had to been some kind of a disconnect where people did not feel that they were being listened to. Now, I have a friend who's in the trades, and we were at an issue-based meeting, and this was right after the election, and I said, you know, I think maybe the poor people didn't feel that, the poorer people didn't feel they were being listened to. And he turned around, and I mean, I trust this guy. And he turned around and looked at me. He goes, the poorer people? He said, I make damn good money. He said, and you're not listening to me. So, okay, where is the disconnect? And I think that's where we need to really start a conversation. People are discouraged right now. They're not sure what they should do. I keep telling people, you know, flood Rojo's voice boxes because he doesn't answer. You know, keep talking with Tom Tiffany, and we need to do a better job of staying on task, because it's like all of a sudden you find out he's going to be at a town hall today. Be that person to go there, and they don't want you there. That's why you're not finding out.
Right.
And so he can just preach to his little choir. But we need to stay really cognizant of these things, but keep writing them. Does it do any good? You know, people are telling me this too, that I want to write, but I'm not sure anybody on the other end is listening. Keep writing. Keep yelling.
Let me go back to what you said about the voters and not being listened to. How do we change that perception? Because is Donald Trump listening to them? Is Tom Tiffany listening to them? Is it just, maybe I'm completely off base, but it comes down to simple points, I think. Again, this idea that if these people that don't live the word of God say they love God, I think God, guns, gays still resonate, don't they?
It does. Anything you can do to get a base riled up, and they'll be sure to follow you.
How do you change that mentality, though?
that's a good question, and it's one I'm looking for answers to. I think a lot of it with this last race, we were overjoyed at Kamala because we are the strong Dems. But your average person, I'm thinking, felt she was an extension of Joe Biden, and a lot of people weren't happy with him for whatever reason. And Donald Trump maybe represented change. I mean, sometimes change is not a good thing. And, you know, be careful what you
another
wish for.
Another C word is chaos.
Yeah. And I think they'll grab anything.
Is there a sense that too many people look at our political lives as entertainment?
Yeah. There's people like you and I that are totally enmeshed in this day in and day out, and we follow everything. But there are so many people that don't pay any attention at all, or they have just totally tuned out. I know I did some doors this last Saturday, and I had met a few people at the doors that they're happy to talk to somebody that they can identify with that will listen to them, a real person. And then there were some that looked at me and said, no, I wasn't aware there's a race coming up. And typically, your spring elections tend to be kind of forgotten race, and they shouldn't be because this affects you more than anything.
We got a primary in 2 weeks.
Yes.
And I shudder to think the number of people that are going to vote in it. Yeah. There's something wrong there.
There really is.
With our democracy.
There is. You are totally right.
And also, I think that part of it is the system where we should make these elections easier.
Yes, for people. We should.
We shouldn't be having another election right now, to be honest with you, to me, in my opinion. It's too soon. Why are we having an election now? Why wasn't this on the ballot?
People haven't recovered from the last one. But yeah, typically your spring elections do tend to be a lot smaller. And it's really sad. Your election officials even tell you that. I went for training last week, and they said, you know, we'll only need half the amount of people because, you know, this typically nobody shows up for this race.
Be an hour, no one will walk in.
And yeah, which is really sad because there are, you know, like your county board, your city council, that's not on this one, but that's typically your spring elections. Those people are making more decisions of your day-to-day life than somebody in Washington is, even.
You're right. We're going to take a timeout for an information update, then come back with more with Nancy Stensel coming up. The time is 9:29 on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Time is almost 9:35. Talking to Marathon County Democratic Party Chair Nancy Stensel. What's your take on what's going on at the mayor's office?
Oh, what's my take on that?
Let me kind of add to it.
Okay.
Because it seems like a straightforward kind of issue.
It is.
I mean, but again, I think
nobody is out to get the mayor. Nobody is out to get him. He simply did something that was totally unethical, and he does not seem to think there was anything wrong with that at all.
And he seems to keep doubling down on it.
Yes.
That, you know,
get off the tyrant seat.
That's it.
Yes.
And I thought it was embarrassing. To have a meeting like they did last week. These are lunatics.
Yeah.
And again, I've said it before, the people down the street, it's ridiculous for
it
them
is.
To
At
rile
least
up
tell
these
the
people.
Truth.
But there does not seem to be from the top with Trump.
Right
down to
there's no necessary. But there's
no.
But
there's no. What's the word again? My mind is freezing up. Accountability. Because when you make an action, that's wrong.
Right.
Again, we're not saying throw the mayor in jail. Not saying throw the mayor out of office.
Not at all.
But just to say, hey, next time around, he's not going to put on his little hard hat, put on his little vest, put on his Halloween
contest.
That was
a political stunt. Nothing more, nothing less. And I probably wouldn't go after it as hard as I have.
But the
fact that it has happened in other cities in Wisconsin.
By the way, as somebody that's involved in politics here in Central Wisconsin, we heard from the council president, there's some fear when you have these right-wing blowhards riling up their base to start going after people.
There is. And
that's wrong, isn't it?
It definitely is. I mean, go about it in a peaceful manner.
Because I wanted to compare, because you have rallies.
Yes.
What's your base of a rally? What do you?
The first and the foremost thing: one, peaceful, and two, you know, get your message out there. That's what it's for, and it is to capture those people that are in the middle that maybe don't know what a situation is. Maybe they do. Maybe they're sitting home afraid. They happen to drive by and they think, there are other people out there that think like I do. So you build awareness however you're able to build it, and it goes from there. And I really think that that is a big thing with party building also, is these people need to be validated. They need to know that there's others out there. Right now, people are so afraid. They don't know, you know, what channels to take. They're looking to us for direction. And throwing money at it is not always the way.
Well, we'll talk about that in a moment. But you said the word either fear or afraid a number of times.
Yes.
It's February the 4th, 2025.
Yep.
We are early in a new presidential administration.
Yeah.
We're so early in the mayoral administration.
Yes.
And you said off the air that there are people that even just to sign a petition, they're scared.
They're afraid there's going to be some retaliation. And I guess
that's
like,
un-American,
for my own,
isn't it?
It is. You shouldn't have to be afraid. You supposedly live in a democracy. And I know from my standpoint, you know, people say, aren't you afraid to do this? Aren't you worried they're going to come after you? I guess I've made my peace with it, and I really don't care. I would rather die for what I believe in than spend the next however many years I have left living in fear.
And I know it's easy to say because I'm not the one that's being targeted, but I wouldn't have taken a pardon at the end of the Biden administration. I would say, Donald Trump, if I've done nothing wrong, you want to come after me, then come after me. But it makes everybody look guilty too. And
it does. And, it does. And I mean, I feel bad for people like Dr. Fauci, where you know,
that's
he's had his
outrageous,
his,
right?
It really is. And I think, you know, most Americans probably look at it on the surface and say, well, there's a lot of money to have to spend for a has-been for protection. But when you really think the crazies that are out there, that, you know.
One more question about the mayor.
Yeah.
We've talked, again, had the ethics complaint.
Yeah.
Do you think there's going to be accountability?
I have to have hope that there's going to be. I do. I mean, I've worked very closely with, as you know, the Democracy Campaign. You've had them on your show. Just a fabulous bunch of people, a fabulous bunch of attorneys, and other small groups that have joined in with them that have provided so much support, so much help. You know, I mean, it's, we can either just walk away and not do anything and let it happen, and then you truly have lost. This way, you know that you've gone out there and you have fought the good fight. Anne has had to recuse herself from being the legal piece of it, and they've had to get somebody else. And this happens in anything in life where, you know, you have to recuse yourself. And I have to trust that democracy will be served.
Talking to Nancy Stensel, chairman of the Marathon County Democratic Party, you mentioned money. You've mentioned money a couple of different times.
Yes.
And it feels like you have...
It's important. It is. You need to have money to function, to, you know, to pay for things. But I think myself, as well as a lot of other people out there, are not going to keep throwing money at something without... What are you going to do with my money? Where's it going?
I said to somebody recently, I would love one email that doesn't ask for money. It talks about...
Well, I think people don't even look at... I mean, if you're like me, it's like...
Yes. And the Democrats have actually had advantages in money. And my thought is, use this. Maybe now's the time where if Republicans feel like, hey, Democrats now have an advantage, maybe we can make some changes.
Yes.
To get out of the money. Ben Wickler.
Tell me what you're going to do.
Ben Wickler said, well, I don't want to be, you know, one-sided in terms of saying no to money. But at the same time, make proposals. Because now you've proven you can raise money.
Yes.
More than the Republicans in some ways. Can we make some changes? And obviously, you know, with the courts nowadays, anything could be tossed aside. But the Dems have to be, I think, again, on the side of getting money out of politics. And I don't sense that as much as
we're
used to.
We're never going to fight money with money. Look at how much Elon Musk has. You're not going to fight that. And, you know, I love Ben. He's a great guy. Yeah, yeah. He truly is. But in some respects, you know, looking back now and the fact that Ken Martin won, Farm Labor Party,
a fighter.
This is the grassroots of America. This guy is a fighter. He comes from fighting stock.
And I've actually, I saw an article talking about, he says he's going to, he'll put himself out there, take the shots, so some of the candidates don't have to go into that area, which I think is needed right now. Fight!
Yes, fight! We need to do a much better job of that. You know, we've had brilliant candidates. I've loved them all, but it's, people are afraid to step on. Don't say that because, God damn it, stand up for something. Please. You know?
And if you look over the history of some candidates, I think we obviously lost a great senator from Ohio in Sherrod Brown.
Yes.
But he was there a lot longer than he otherwise would have been.
Yes.
Because he was not afraid to step on toes.
And I think that's what we need now more than anything. You know, the Democrats that we do have in there, open your dang mouth. Say something.
I was going to say, have you heard frustration? Because I've been frustrated.
Yes.
I've been very frustrated.
Yeah. I really do. I do.
Because of what
I love my party, yeah, and I want to see it get better.
What is the mindset of some of the powers of the Democratic Party right now that you're seeing? Because it feels like too many of them are concerned about their old position to me.
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, that we have a few that have really stood up and shouted out. And I think that's what we need to see. That's what we can get behind. I'll be honest. I struggle with Tammy Baldwin confirming Sean Duffy.
I agree 100%.
I should have my name, along with others, engraved in that sidewalk in front of what used to be his office. For God's sakes, we fought him for years.
And she seemed proud of it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just really...
And I love Tammy. Look what she's done with the Brokaw bill.
He's proven in 2 weeks
like that
he's incompetent.
Yes. And I mean, you know, she's done so many fabulous things with the Brokaw bill and stuff like that. That's the things we need to be shouting about. She stood up for working people there. And I don't mean to pick on her. She's a fabulous lady. But it's time for all of us Democrats to just stand up and say enough's enough.
And frankly, sometimes you have to use some of the tools that you saw.
Yes.
I mean, remember when Tommy Tuberville put a stop on every promotion for month after month after month, one person? You could do that. Muck up the system. Sabotage.
Yes. And you know, there's
you go back to the old union movements, you know, it's like,
yes,
hey, when they're dirty. You have to fight. You're never going to get anywhere. And right now, the Chuck Schumers of the world are not fighting hard enough.
No, they're not. And speaking of labor, we have coming up the labor history and films, and it's going to be in Wausau on March 29th. And it's a fabulous event that tells you how the labor movement grew. And you can't go forward if you don't know where you've been. And getting back to people being frustrated, too, there's a group, Wausau Area Progressives. This is not my gig I'm putting on. Helping others, and I'm tired of helping others all the time. But no, I'm not. Tomorrow at noon, people want to do a rally, and I get a lot of messages. Being the Democratic Party chair,
really,
and you know, people will say, "Oh, you're just preaching to the choir." These people want to get out. They want to do something, and you know what? And I really feel strongly if they feel it helps them to get out there and hold a sign for an hour or so and get out there and speak to the world, then so be it. Because as Democrats, too, I think we need to be listening. Listening to what these people want. People are worried, they're scared and whatnot, as I've said before. But they're willing to come out for this. And if they're willing to come out for this and you engage with them, they'll come out for more.
And details on that event, what are they?
It's tomorrow. The 400 block, walking around the 400 block on the public sidewalk at noon.
We got about 2 minutes to go, and I want to go back again, because you just mentioned again.
Yeah.
About listening.
Yeah.
How do you take, because it's a process. You have to listen, but then you have to be able to do something to show that you're listening. How can Democrats be better at that?
But actually, well, if you're listening to what the people say, you will learn what direction the people obviously want you to go.
Well, obviously, but the results of the voting, we're not doing that. What has to change? I know maybe it's a hard
allowing
question.
More people to vote. We also talked about that, about, you know, the referendum that's going to be on the April ballot. We continuously are making it harder for people to vote. And where we're hitting it is the minorities, the most vulnerable people that need their voices heard. And, you know, to quote Wellstone, when we all do better, when we all do better.
What a great loss he was.
Yeah, that too.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to say what I'm thinking.
We'd both go to jail.
But the thing about it is, when you see a great man like that taken from us, and then you see people that are just hurting us, who will be 120 years old and still doing bad things.
And the rest of us have to rise up.
Chuck Grassley's never leaving.
The rest of us have to rise up. We just have to keep trying.
Nancy Stensel, always appreciate it. 2 weeks and one day in. Boy, it feels like a long time.
Oh, yes.
But we'll talk again real soon.
Yes, we will.
We'll take a break. Come right back. 98.9 WXCO. Keep the man up on his feet. Holding down his job. Trying to show he can be bought.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. 9:52. It is February the 4th, 2025. Day number 35 of this year. There are 330 days remaining in the year. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. 1789. George Washington unanimously elected to be first president of the United States. On this date in 1938, Walt Disney released the classic children's movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
The very first Disney film ever made.
Oh.
The time was classic.
1997 on this date, a civil jury found O.J. Simpson liable for the deaths of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ronald Goldman. He had been acquitted in criminal court. On this date in 2004, Facebook was founded by Mark Zuckerberg and three fellow Harvard students. Its name at launch was The Facebook. On this date in 2012, Florence Green, the last known veteran from World War I, died in the United Kingdom at 110. On this date in 2013, Paris, France, annulled a 213-year-old law banning women from wearing trousers.
Interesting.
And on this date in 2021, it was announced that the first successful face and double hand transplant had been performed on 22-year-old Joe DiMaggio in New York.
Incredible.
A few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Former Vice President Dan Quayle, 78, Alice Cooper, 77. Rob Corddry, actor, comedian, is 54. Boxer Oscar De La Hoya is 52. Singer Natalie Imbruglia is 50. Singer Gavin DeGraw is 48. And Hannibal Buress is 42. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Special events. Hemp Day.
Hemp Day.
Homemade Soup Day.
Oh, nice.
Stuffed Mushroom Day. Thank a Mailman Day.
Absolutely.
World Cancer Day. Dump Your Significant Jerk Day.
You gotta think about that.
So if you have a jerk in your life, time to dump that person today. And it is USO Day.
Nice.
All right. Time again for our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
Every weekday, we wrap things up by giving Ian Welsh a choice. We give him three choices. One of which is our number for the day.
Yes.
Based on the math, should get at least one out of three right, which is 33%. So anything above 33% for the week is a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade.
Mm.
But we want more than that. A winning week is more right than wrong. Yes. Best week ever is 4 out of 5. It's still looking for that first ever perfect week.
Yep. It's out there.
All right. It is
time. Topic for today is a YouTube.
Yep. Okay.
YouTube is one of the most popular social media apps out there.
Yep. YouTube is celebrating its birthday this month.
Oh.
February the 14th, next week, it will be celebrating a birthday.
Valentine's Day.
How old is YouTube?
Okay. What are my choices?
A, 15 years. B, 20 years. C, 25 years.
How old is YouTube? 15, 20, or 25 years? Well, YouTube's been around for a while, but I think I've been using YouTube for a long time as well, but whew. 15, 20, or 25 years. What's that? Okay, I'm going to go with my gut here. I'm going to say YouTube is 25 years old. I'm going with C as my final answer. 25.
YouTube turns 20. This month.
Oh, I was 5 years off.
Yep. The video service was founded by three guys as a video dating site, but quickly pivoted to a general video hosting service.
I didn't realize it was a video dating site originally.
The site boasts over 2.5 billion monthly active users.
Oh, that is so true.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Stay warm out there.
Matt and Air on Air coming up next. Keep it right here. 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.